Now, it's time for MedVid on Movies.
There's a new attempt to appeal to fans of the Twilight series with a movie adaptation of a popular book about a misunderstood high school witch, and it's called Beautiful Creatures.
I don't know who I really am inside. I don't know what I'll be.
Our words, our language can't explain all that there is.
And that's Viola Davis, who, together with two other acclaimed actors, Jeremy Irons and Emma Thompson, seems out of place in this cheesy, overlong film about the Romeo and Juliet romance of its 15-year-old supernatural heroine and a likable ordinary kid from her high school, both of whom struggle against an impending deadline associated with her 16th birthday.
I have 75 days left.
You think Lena's a good girl now, but it won't matter.
I don't believe that we have one fate and no choice. We make our own lives.
And they made their own movie, which unfortunately centers around a charisma-free leading lady, Alice Englert, who has even less to offer than Twilight's Kristen Stewart. The special effects are especially pathetic, worthy of some low-budget TV show from 30 years ago, and the pacing can only be described as plodding. You feel like you've been watching this thing for 4 hours by the end. But the biggest problem is the uncertain tone. Writer-director Richard LeGravenis can't decide whether it's a campy comedy or an otherworldly romance. Rated PG-13 for some sex references and cartoonish supernatural violence. 1.5 stars for Beautiful Creatures. Nothing beautiful about it.